This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing Monday of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Znak, top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Blinken wrote on Twitter, "We call for their immediate, unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime." Kolesnikova was sentenced on Monday to 11 years in prison. Znak was sentenced to 10 years. Both stood trial behind closed doors. Only their families were allowed to be present. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion. Authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine. When she refused to leave Belarus, she was jailed. Around the same time, Znak said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. Thousands of people protested regularly for months following last year's election, in which Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States, and the European Union all alleged the election was rigged. Cuba announced Monday it has begun inoculating children as young as two with domestically produced vaccines against COVID-19. State-run media said the goal of the campaign is to vaccinate at least 90% of the population. About half of the population has had but one shot, and about a third has had both shots, according to government data. The Cuban vaccines have not been recognized by the World Health Organization. This is VOA News.